couple of very interesting readings this weekend. The first reading from the book of Job can kind of seem a little rough, a little depressing, talking about the drudgery that is life. Then in Paul's reading, where he talks about his goal to preach the gospel as recompense, you know, to do this because he's called to do it, he owes it to Christ, he owes it to us to preach this gospel. And then we hear in this gospel story with Jesus where he enters into Simon Peter's house. His mother-in-law is not well. He heals her. Everybody hears about that and comes storming to the house. The entire town is gathered outside the door. And Jesus heals the sick. He drives out demons. I think the most important part of that story is after he does that, Jesus goes off to a deserted place to pray. I want to suggest to you that, unfortunately, life is drudgery. Life is hard. This earth is not an easy place to be. But we don't have God to blame for that. We only have ourselves to blame for that. But I also want to suggest to you that we are called through this gospel to be people who orient ourselves toward God. And the only way we can orient ourselves towards God is to pray, to take time out and exercise the discipline of prayer. Now, just this past week, I was scrolling through my Facebook page, and I came across this video of a young looks like a Middle Eastern young man, and he is maybe 10 or 11 years old. There's this short little video where he's asking the camera and us, what do you practice? What do you practice? Because what we practice, we become good at. And he goes on to talk about whether or not we practice complaining all the time. Whether or not we practice looking at the negativity all the time. Because if we do that, we will become good at it. In fact, psychological studies have been done where people who think negatively actually feed the brain. The brain begins to wire itself to think negatively. And so it's so easy for us to train ourselves to be oriented toward the negative. And even in this gospel story where Jesus says, after everybody comes out to find him, he was praying, I can almost hear Jesus saying, okay, let's go to the next village. This is why I'm here. Because I suspect that Jesus got tired too. And that's exactly why he had to practice prayer. He had to practice and constantly be in relationship with the Father so that he could tolerate the drudgery that is on earth. And in tolerating the drudgery and maintaining a relationship with God, he was able to change some of that. So much so that people sought him out and demons were afraid of him. And so I ask you, what do you practice? How do you practice in your prayer life? What do you do to maintain your relationship with God? We come here, and this is a regular thing, and it's a good thing. But what about outside of here? What about when we step out into the world of drudgery? How do we practice our relationship with God in the workplace, with our families, in school, and in our neighborhoods? At the end of that video, the young man says, I want to suggest to you that you begin to practice joy. That's why we're here this evening. We come here to rejoice, to celebrate and to give thanks to a God who loves us so much that he was willing to embrace the drudgery of our humanity and overcome it. And so we come here to rejoice and hopefully to be strengthened. This practice is oh so important for us. But what do we do with this practice to encourage how we practice outside of here? So as we come forward this evening to receive Christ in this Eucharist, let it be our prayer that we can go to a deserted place on occasion outside of here, that we can remove ourselves from the drudgery of life and the busyness that is our world, to spend some time in communion, in relationship, in conversation with our God. Prayer is meant to change us, and to change us for the better. Sometimes prayer can be drudgery. But even in the midst of that drudgery, just like Job, he never gave up hope. Job had everything taken away from him, and yet he continued to have a relationship with God. Even when sometimes that relationship with God is to say, "Why, God, are you doing this to me? Why am I in this situation? Why do we have to experience illness and disease? Why do we have to experience brokenness?" It's okay for us to communicate with God if we're angry with God. In fact, I would suggest it's utmost important, because God can handle that. The important thing to remember is God will always return conversation with joy, because God knows how it all ends. We don't. We get caught up in the anxiety of the world and we lose sight of how it all ends. This evening, we are participating in the end. We know how it ends. God wins. And God wants us to win. We also want somebody else to win. Tomorrow is a big day for us, isn't it? It's a big day for this area because something special is going to happen. And if you notice, it changes us. We're oriented toward the positive right now. There was a time a few weeks back where maybe we were oriented towards the negative. This place, it can't get any more positive than here, because this place is where God resides. But we come here to take God into ourselves so that God will reside in us. Let us pray that we may orient ourselves towards God, towards joy, towards victory.